Yeah, I think we need an urgent review of the provisions made in the school transport scheme, because the scheme as it stands is woefully inadequate for a rural county like Donegal. We have a large number of parents and indeed children and pupils themselves who are extremely worried about the situation going forward and how they're going to be affected by the school transport scheme. And in many areas, we know that there are dangers that pupils who have been travelling to schools for decades and for generations, that there is a danger that they will have their school transport taken from them and they may be forced to go to alternative schools. And this is simply not on. For example, here in Castlefin, pupils from Castlefin have always gone to schools in the Twin Towns, Fin Valley College and St Columbus College. And there's a distinct danger that those pupils will have that school transport taken away from them. Additionally, pupils who have disabilities and parents who want their other siblings to go to the same school as these children with disabilities are not being afforded that privilege, and I think that's blatant discrimination against these children with disabilities. And I'm urging my fellow councillors, and I've no doubt that they'll support the motion on Monday, to initiate an urgent review into the school transport scheme before we cause any more worry and distress for these parents and pupils.
Now, Senator McLaughlin has raised this issue on more than one occasion in the Shannon, and as far as I'm aware, the last time the Minister was very understanding of this issue. Are you confident, or are you not confident indeed, that he won't take the concerns on board?
Well, Senator Patrick McLaughlin has been working tirelessly on this issue, and I've been in contact with Patrick and indeed with my colleague Piers Doherty as well around this issue. And look, it's Donegal County Council having their statutory meeting on Monday, and I think it's incumbent on us as elected representatives to raise this issue via every avenue we can. I think the more pressure that we put on the Minister, the better, and the more public bodies, the more county councils, the more public representatives that are forcing this issue and forcing his hand, then the stronger our hand will be. We need to see this review carried out immediately, because obviously we're looking forward to the beginning of the new school year in September, and then going forward after that as well. You know, these parents and these pupils need some certainty going forward as to what their status will be and whether their school transport will continue for the schools that the parents and pupils want to go to.